off the road.
Yep, we just rolled in.
We just got here like not an hour ago.
Yep, just rolled in, threw a bunch of wires together, and we are on the air. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And I'm Bonnie.
Oh,
wow,
we've got quite a houseful here. Awesome.
And it's like worked, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, and who are you?
Yeah, we do that a lot.
Who is this person over on the couch with a mic in her hand and a set of headphones on? How'd you get down here?
you're joining the show. Comfortable seat in the house.
Yeah, well, you're joining the show like Will did, kind of. You just kind of start showing up every week, just kind of, and we're like, man, he looks good down here. Let's just go with it, man.
I'm stalking you guys.
You're stalking us?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Welcome to Ghostly Talk. This is the least professional but most indie show on the internet. And we are having fun this weekend. We just rolled back in. We're broadcast live from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan, 250 miles away from Valparaiso, Indiana. And
about that.
Approximately 250 miles away.
And that's only 3 hours for us.
3 hours.
Rock. 4.5 to get there when I was driving, and 3 hours to get
3 hours for Bonnie. But, you
4.5. If you take
actually,
into account the...
if you took the time change, actually it was 5.5.
Five and a half hours.
If you went by Michigan time, you took 5.5 hours to get there. But we will take we will take into account, though, that we did hit a traffic jam.
Yes, we did.
We made a couple of stops, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
So, okay, we'll take that into account.
So, there you go.
But we can't negate the fact, though, that you still drive like a grandma. I'm sorry.
You do, Will.
We love you for that, because you're a safe driver.
I was driving 5 to 10 over most of the way.
And I was driving 25 to 30 over.
You were driving faster when I was sleeping, weren't you?
That's all right.
Yeah, I was.
Oh God, yeah. I woke up a couple of times, dude. We went back. I could actually see like things like shifting backwards in time. I was like, "Are we on the space shuttle? What's going on?" Yeah, they started. Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I mean, you were out. I'm like, well, as long as he don't wake up, I think we're good to go. Keep going, Bonnie. This is fun.
I slept like 160-some miles, and it was only like an hour.
It was great. It was awesome. No, you're fine. So we had a good trip there. It was fun. We had a good time. It was cool. It was cool.
So I already mentioned that we are broadcast from the Haunted Basement Studios.
That's 250 miles from Valparaiso.
Beautiful place, Michigan. 250 miles from Valparaiso, Indiana. Our website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com, and we've got a very exciting show. This is a show that I wanted to do for frickin' ever. F-R-C-K.
Wow!
Ever.
All right, make sure we clip that for the archive.
You kept moving the date on me.
Yeah, you're right, and I have to apologize again. I really have to apologize. No, we're really geeked about this. We're going to have some fun. It actually worked out really well, because look what we did this weekend, too. It kind of fell right into place really well. So you shouldn't be dumping on me so hard, Doug, all right? It actually worked out in our favor.
It does work out, yeah.
So, yeah, we did Valparaiso, Indiana. Well, there's probably a few things you want to get out of the way, though.
Well, I did want to say that we're also broadcast on Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O .net, other stuff like that, so... That's good enough.
I think you're just too tired to care right now. We're all pretty...
What a day.
We're all pretty crusty right now. We've had a really... I mean, we love taking these trips where we spend more time on the road, actually. We spend at the place.
Well, no, actually, we spent a long time
did.
At the place.
We did.
This place was... It was the Indiana Ghost Trackers.
They put on this event.
Training day.
It was training day.
And it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing. This is the kind of thing that a... larger organization can offer their members, whereas you know, like Michigan Ghostbusters, what could we do? You know,
we don't,
four of us.
Yeah, it's like the same people that are part of Ghostly Talk.
Right,
yeah,
sort of GTMGB.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, and what could you almost have to be a statewide or larger organization to be able to do this kind of thing? And what they did for their members was they were putting together what. Four or five events at a time, right?
Yeah, it was like a training. It was like a seminar day all day long.
You picked out each was 50 minutes, and you picked out what seminars you wanted to go to, and you go to these things. And for them to One of the rules in the organization is they have to take what Ghost Hunting 101 and 102.
That's the only rule, I think. Everything else they can take on their own.
That's the only rule, yeah.
Which is, it's a good... I took it.
So what they did is they offered the seminar on Ghost Hunting 101 and 102 to their members for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people could go there to the Porter County home in Valparaiso, Indiana, and get...
Training.
Then also take these other seminars, which were absolutely fascinating. I took Legends, Ghost Legends and Lore of Indiana or something, and then I took History of Haunting, and then I took, then IGT, right? I did
How to Make a Better Mate, wasn't it?
ITC, Instrumental Transcommunication.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
then you guys gave a call.
We had to do the talk.
One too.
What else? Oh, you got your list.
Oh, that's right. He took one while we took Ghost Hunting 101.
What was that?
You did the EVP
with Dave.
Which was fascinating. Yeah, with Dave.
Yeah.
That's my receipt. So,
that's nothing insignificant. Throw it away.
We were at pump number 5 at Speedway Gas in Valparaiso.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
Pimp Speedway. Great.
There you go.
Yeah, they had these classes all day long, and it was revolving. The best part about it was, like, and I found this, like, when I had Ghost Hunting 101. Actually, I think it might have been Eric, the gentleman who did do that class. I planned on writing everybody, like, can I get your name, please? Because I wanted to mention everybody's name, whose classes I had. But it was really funny, because I had this blast from the past, kind of. Because we're walking around, there's all these people running around with notepads in their hands, right?
Right.
And cameras and all this stuff and whatnot. And we're just going from class to class. We got like a 10-minute break in between to go outside and, you know, choke down a cigarette and talk about what we learned with some people we met in the classes and then go right back to another class.
Yep.
So we had the 101 class, and we get there, and we all kind of split off. Because I think we had a break. We had like a 2-hour break just to chill or something, didn't we?
Right. Because we didn't take any of the classes from 1 till 2.
Yeah.
We did
lunch.
Because we did a long lunch, yeah.
But we got back there from the hotel. We went back to the hotel, fell asleep, of course. Came back, and we all was like, okay, cool. You know, I'll just see you later on when we're done with classes. Because we had our thing from 4 to... What?
4 to 5 and 5 to
6. 4 to 5 and 5 to 6. We had to do our talk. So I come walking in the 101 class, and guess who's sitting there looking at me? Bonnie.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, cool, I got a class with you. Yay! I'm like, wait.
That is so not how he acted when he came in there.
Actually, I was like, oh, shit. that's what I was like.
And then he sat down in front of
me. But no, but you remember that feeling you had when you were in high school or college where you walked in and you saw a familiar face and you're like, oh, God, no ice breaking, sweet. You know,
right.
I don't have to deal with any of this garbage. I can just, like, sit down with somebody and go, okay, can I copy off your notes? Thank you.
I found everybody there pretty friendly. And
it was very friendly.
Very open and outgoing and very, just absolutely amazing. IGT is a fantastic
organization. I couldn't say better things about everybody I talked to that day. And the instructors, Dave, who's namely the gentleman, I hope I can remember him. I know I took EVP,
right.
EVP course, and then I had the advanced photography course.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of skipped past the prerequisite or something for that. You know.
Oops.
I didn't have to. I tested out, okay? I'm good to go.
Jumped right into advanced.
Yeah, I jumped right into advanced. But it was a really interesting course. The two gentlemen that, God, oh, man, I'm going to get punched for this one, I hope.
See if on the desktop if there's a PDF of the course schedule.
Yeah, because we did the advanced photography course was really cool.
It would be a PDF. No, it would be one of the later ones.
Nope.
How about in the recycle bin? Because I had downloaded it in order to pick my course.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a PDF in there anywhere?
That says course schedule?
Nope.
All right, don't worry about it. We'll work it out. I'll put their names up. I'll find out tonight, and I'll put their names up on who is calling in.
Ooh, let's take it.
All right.
317 area code.
It's got to be Jenna Jameson, right? I hope it's Jenna Jameson. Is this Jenna Jameson?
No.
Damn. Welcome to Ghostly Talk. How can I help you?
Well, I'm a member of IGT that sat next to a bunch of y'all at dinner.
Oh, really?
Yes, I remember that.
So you're calling to complain then, right?
Yeah. The noise,
well, I'm calling
the
to
manner.
Complain because nobody bought my dinner.
Nobody
that
bought your dinner.
So mean of
nobody
them.
Bought my dinner.
That's so mean of them.
Can we get a real or fake name?
let's see. How about if I just go by my real name?
How about Jenna? Sarah? Jenna, just say it. My name's Jenna.
Jenna Jameson.
Hi, this is Jenna, and I'm calling for Scott L. And say it real slow and sexy like that too. Okay, do it. Ready? Go ahead. We're waiting.
Say what?
Say this is Jenna. I'm calling for Scott L.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
Okay. All right. We're waiting. Go ahead.
This is Jenna James. I'm calling for Scott L.
This is him, baby. What can I do for you, baby?
Oh, there's lots of things you can do for me. Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
Hi.
That's making the anniversary real.
Clearly, you don't know Scott very well.
See, that's the good part about losing your voice is you get that Barry White thing going. So I can really crank it down low and, you know, make myself sound, well, somewhat sexy. Who are we speaking to for real, if I may ask?
Well, I was just calling to say it was really great for you guys to come to training yesterday.
This is Sue, right?
Oh, is this Sue?
No, this is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Hey,
hi, Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah.
It was really great for us to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, the really cute one that sat next to Doug, I think it was.
Yes.
Is that the one you were...
That's the one that she...
Is that the one you were talking about on the way home?
Yeah, all the...
Okay, cool, all right.
Whatever he said is true.
He wants your number, by the way.
Well, we got it now.
1-800-HOT-BABE.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hot babe.
And
she's the one that her and I had a bonding moment over dinner.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had a meeting.
Yeah, on top or below the table?
No, something happened.
I'll never tell.
I'm sorry. You know, okay, we're going to cut off the sex jokes right now. We're going to go straight business.
Something happened, and they ended up high-fiving behind me. And
really?
I thought, uh-oh. I did something. I don't know.
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, good.
Okay, cool.
It was girl stuff.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, yeah. Those I wouldn't understand that.
I would. Go ahead and tell me.
Try him.
I'm as sensitive as the next guy.
Something about a long one?
They were talking about you then, Will.
I do remember that.
It was about members.
Yeah.
About members?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Some kind of member.
Sue. Or Sarah. I can't get the
I said Sue and I was right.
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah, of course.
It's Sarah.
Yeah.
The rocking director of Indie Chapter.
Speaking of Indie Chapter, mm-hmm. good going. I hear it's going strong.
Well, it's getting better.
Yeah.
You know, all because they have a great director.
Of course.
But, no, I mean, we're in a real rebuilding process, but it's getting there.
Excellent. That is good to hear. And, what did you think of yesterday, of the whole thing? Training,
everything? I loved it. My favorite class, though, was Sean's IPC class.
I think that's going to be a consensus for... I know we had a ball.
That was a laugh riot.
I mean, don't get me wrong. All the classes I took were absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I learned a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Sean's class was just... It was great. Sean's a great instructor, but, you know, the information was great, too.
Well, He had a big task to take on.
That's a huge topic.
And I told him yesterday... Or this morning.
it's all running together.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is anymore. But I did tell him, like, you know, we discussed it a little bit. And he's like, well, what'd you think, man? I'm like, well, you crammed a lot of information into that. You organized it well. And I think people got it. I think a lot of people really understood it. I mean, even if you don't get it all, now you have a good foundation to build on if this is something you want to work with.
Because
it's a new thing for a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. It's an old thing, kind of. It's been going on for the last 100 years.
Right.
But the one thing that we were talking about in our talk, and it's like there's this subtle marriage between the practice of taking EVP and working with ITC. And the people that are in the EVP should be able to grapple right on to this whole ITC thing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, one of the things is, because Ghostly Talk. We had Mark Macy on once.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to have him on again, believe me.
Oh, we have to. Yeah. But Mark Macy of worlditc.org.
Yeah.
And he generously allowed us to put up the Spiricom tape.
Yeah.
And those are amazing.
Yes,
aren't they great?
And Scott L. worked hard to get them transcribed into the computer because you've got to...
Yeah, it was tapes. They were like the real... They were tapes.
Cassette tapes.
The stuff you can strangle people with and stuff. I mean, this is the real tape.
And
tape,
so
right?
He had to, like, put it in the computer and then make it so that it was actually, you know, listen-to-able, you know, that kind of thing, if that's the word. And he...
dictionary right now.
So you did a lot of hard work, and you got it up there, and it is up there, freely available, courtesy...
Yeah, courtesy of World ITC.
World ITC.
Yeah.
Download it, everybody.
Everybody should listen to that, because that is a conversation that takes EVP times a million. because it's a whole it describes the conversation.
The technical aspects.
And it's
everything.
Got many, many clips of the conversations that Meeks had with Dr. Mueller.
Yeah, Sean played some of them in his class, and they were just mind-blowing.
They are.
Mind-blowing.
I think I mentioned it, and when we only got to sit in. I only got to sit in for an hour. We only got to sit in for an hour because we had to go do our talk at 4 o'clock. And I mentioned that. I'm like, you know, when I heard the first time on Coast to Coast AM, Art Bell played the whole tapes like we have up on the site now. He played excerpts, more or less just like the talking parts with George Meeks and Dr. Mueller. I don't think that's Dr. Meeks. It's George Meeks, I believe. It blew me away. I was calling you going, Doug, what are we doing? You know,
we got to be doing this stuff.
Well, no, I was just like, this is amazing. I mean, we got to check into this. And, I mean, I was like hooked from the minute on. And since then, I mean, we presented it here. I mean, we started by kind of like putting some stuff out there, and Mark was kind enough to come on the show and discuss this with us a little bit, and Sean just went crazy. Every time we talked to Sean, he's like, I'm trying to figure this thing out, man. And
it really does push a lot of buttons for everybody, too, because what happens is you've got this device that you can build, right? You can make one of these things.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like, you know, you feel like you're really doing something. And then when you plug it into the little gizmo, and then hopefully it works. And it makes the noises, and you're like, oh, this is pretty insane. Insane part. And it's really interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting stuff.
I know poor Sean with the equipment malfunction, though, last night. I know that might be frustrating for him. He was just so wanting to get it. Did he ever, because I had to leave.
Yes.
We got it going.
It was actually pretty funny because, you know, poor Sean sat there, you know, we were trying all kinds of things, you know, cutting wires, trying to cram them in there to make the thing, just get the connection to work. And finally, you know, Sean just kept, where I'm like, Sean, come on, let's go out and do some stuff, man. I mean, I know you want to get this thing working, but let's get out there and get some stuff done, you know.
When I left, he was putting on the hard hat to go.
Yeah. But finally,
he looked like a weird village people person.
He did
really
look kind of strange last night. I finally grabbed Sean. I'm like, Sean, listen, dude, just take it out back and shoot it, okay?
I was there. I was like, come on, honey, let go.
Yeah. You know, he was justifiably frustrated. But then Danielle walks over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, she's like, give me that thing for a second. So she grabs it. Comes right on, and she's got.
Leave it to a woman to fix the problem.
It needed some TLC. Amen. It needed some TLC.
Well, see, in IGT, all the women are goddesses. That's my theory.
Oh, okay.
And you know, leave it to one of the goddesses of IGT to fix the problem.
I think that's what happened.
It worked.
It worked.
They took it down there and did some work with it. Yeah.
They went down there.
Did he get anything? I mean,
don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
That would have just been incredible.
I'm sure we'll hear from Sean tonight.
So hard on that.
Yeah, hopefully it did yield some results. If it didn't, still, the point is, though, really, is that, hey, this guy took the time, because he's a busy guy. I mean, Sean, you know, he's got a lot going on. He's a father. He's going to be a father again pretty soon, and he works full-time, and he still showed me this thing yesterday. He's like, check it out, man, and I'm like, wow, dude, this thing looks sweet.
It does.
You know?
Project. But I mean, meeting somebody like Sean that's got all that going on, and he's put all this time into building the germanium diode thing, you know, I'm like, I just really don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything.
Well, that's another thing that impresses me about a group, an organization such as IGT, is that you've got so many projects going on at any given moment.
Yeah.
Because I heard just incredible stories from the... where was he from? I think he's from... I can't think of it. I don't know. but he's from one of the chapters, and he's like, yeah, we went into what used to be a jail, and we did this, and we did that, and we captured this, and there's, this and that. We had some mediums there. And then, of course, Sean has his stuff going on, and he's out of the... Is he the Terra... Oh, he's regional director.
Yeah.
He's regional director for the southern part of the state.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he, you know, he's sort of affiliated with a lot of groups in that way, but he's got his projects going on, and, you know, there's sub-projects going on in there. So there's all these different projects going on, and you go to an event like this, and you get to hear about them all.
Yeah.
And the great thing with IGT is... If you're a member of the Indianapolis chapter, if South Bend or Kokomo or something is doing an event and you're like, oh, God, that sounds great, you can go. I mean, being a member of IGT is you can do whatever any chapter is doing. So that is really great. You know, it's not Indy only does Indy stuff and South Bend only does South Bend.
Well, that's where you get your problems at. That's when, when you start throwing your gang signs up and stuff on things.
We're trying to be one big family, and you know, families have their squabbles, but we get past it and get down to what we really need to do, and that's trying to prove to the world that there's ghosts out there.
It sure looks like it's working because you guys have quite an organization going there, and I'm very, very happy to have been able to go to this and invited to go to this and see it in action.
Well, it's probably nice for me to meet everybody. You guys met everybody already.
I had met a lot of folks, but I met a lot of new folks.
And it was great because you guys were like, hey, what's up, man? You're slapping hands, doing all this stuff, backing around, dancing with people and stuff. And I'm standing there like, okay, who are you? Well, hi, I'm so-and-so. Nice to meet you.
I was right there with you.
So I'm trying to not be too much of an idiot at first. I'm going to make a half-decent impression. And then after like 5 minutes, of course, I was hanging from the ceiling doing calisthenics stuff. And, you know, I mean,
did you ever wear a tiara? I was just wondering.
Sean went out and bought one.
And a thong.
Sean went out and bought one. You know, I took it out.
I was part of the tiara squad, so I was just wondering if anybody else had that. So.
I'm going to save that for Mansfield, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Save some big stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what better place do they wear something like that than in a prison, right?
Well, there you go. Oh,
but I'm
paying. So many jokes. So little time.
I'm going to hell. I'm going straight to hell for that one.
If that's all it takes, you're not really trying.
But it was great. It was really cool to meet everybody. I mean, yourself
there.
It was,
great there.
It was
there.
Really cool. We had a ball. And it was really fun talking to everybody, too. We had our little thing, you know, which we made it very clear. I kind of got bummed because I went to the first class, the EVP class with Dave, and poor Dave's like, man, you know, I had my PowerPoint presentation and I lost it. So, but, you know, he still cranked through it, like, in genuine form.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got all this stuff, and it's organized, and he's really trying to get the information organized. You know, that's one thing that groups like IGT, people like us, too, you know, in a roundabout, goofy sort of manner, we're trying to, like, try to formalize a few things like this. There's lots of people out there doing this type of thing. Trying to just get some standards down.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, obviously, with what we're doing, I said it a million times, I heard a million people say it a million times yesterday. We're dealing with all theory here, so it's very hard to try to standardize something you know nothing about. Okay,
exactly.
But still, at the same time, to try to get some type of idea and get just some—I hate to classify things—but it helps you learn that way. It will help you learn more. And it was great to see somebody like Dave start come in there and like do this class and really be organized and present this stuff in a great manner, show us some pieces of evidence that he has, examples, take us out and actually like capture, you know, an EVP session that the whole group we had for that class, and then, you know, okay, it's time for Ghostly Talk to do their thing. Hi, we have nothing to show you at all. We're just going to sit here and make fun of each other.
Well, it actually ended up working out because we went around. It was more like a round table kind of thing.
Well, that was care of you, Doug. You just started pointing it. Okay, get the spotlight and put it on that guy now.
Yeah, I loved it. He was like, okay, favorite haunted place. I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Scott actually had the best PR push for the class.
What was that?
Everyone that came up to you and said, oh, we're coming to see you guys. We're coming to see you guys. Yeah, we're going to suck.
Yeah.
That's what he
told everybody. Yeah, way to PR there, bud.
Hey, humbleness is godliness, all right? That's the bottom line.
Man.
No, we discussed this before we came down there. As far, you know, hey, we're gonna have to speak there. I'm like, oh man, what a drag. Okay, well let's do it. You know, I mean, actually, I'm really excited to do that kind of stuff. But it's always nerve wracking a little bit because I mean, we're with a whole group of people. We're not. I hate when people do that because we've had people say, well, you know, you guys seem to be experts or authorities on this. I'm like, absolutely not. We are no different than anybody. We don't know.
We're all students, really. I mean, everybody out there. Some people know more than others, and God bless them when they share what they know.
Yeah, totally, totally.
We're all just, you know, feeling blind in a field full of theory, really, you know.
But, no, it's fun to sit down and really just talk to people, you know, and talk about the show a little bit. Because, you know, it's a different form of media that we're doing, you know, and there's promotions with anything, and I know IGT, boy. I mean, that you're covering the whole state pretty much, and then some nowadays. You have your way, you know, doing things. We have our little thing we do here, and it really was cool to sit down and just go, yeah, this is kind of what we do, and, you know, and if you've listened to the show, you hear how insane it can be sometimes, but there's a purpose to it all. You know, we found a way to candy coat some of this information to make it easier to swallow sometimes so it's easier to understand. Sometimes some of this stuff is hard to get your head around.
Oh, there's
really
times when we did a ghostly talk, and I was like, at the end, like,
yeah, what do we just
do? I'm just fried because that was all kinds of information in an hour and a half, and
totally.
Well, that's kind of the way it was. I mean, at the end of Sean's ITC class, I was just like, okay, wow, I need to sit down for just a minute, wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, it's a lot of information.
It is.
I've actually, all of us down in this basement have actually read that whole 400 pounds of that, the Spiritcom manual.
Yep, I read it.
And boy, oh boy, we sat there and discussed that thing for a while, and we're like, what?
Your eyes go dry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so...
Your brain just starts to melt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So believe us, we do understand the immensity of the information. And, I mean, it isn't the easiest thing to get your head around all the time. And that's the challenging part, though, too. That's the cool part. That's going to help you grow. It's going to help you learn and understand things better. And at least in a better sense with what we're doing here. You can't... I mean, like I said, we talked about that yesterday, too. It's like you really can't understand what we're doing all the time. You're not going to truly understand because there isn't no black and white.
Yeah.
There's no.
We want there to be, but that's the goal.
There isn't no 2 + 2 = 4 dependably every time. It don't work that way. I've never seen anything consistent by doing any of this stuff. I'm sure no one that we met yesterday has ever seen anything consistently. If somebody did see something, we wouldn't be doing what we were doing yesterday. We're like, oh, well, there's proof.
There, we'll just study that, and that'll be it. Yeah.
There's the proof. Was there anything else you wanted to point out, Sarah?
Just that you guys are probably the coolest internet radio show in existence.
Oh, jeez.
Take a compliment, people.
You flatter me, Sarah.
I try, baby.
Really, that's really cool to hear, Sarah, honestly. We really thank you guys for having... You bought us dinner yesterday.
See, nobody bought me dinner. Nobody.
I pulled the money out. I walked up to Mike and was like, you know, hey, let's get some money here. And Mike was like, oh no, we got it, dude. I'm like, please, Mike, here, take my money.
I think presenters.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we had no idea.
Yeah. So see that? I guess I just have to, you know, work a class up.
Yes, that's what you've got to do. You got just
I should have said that because somebody's probably listening, and I'm going to get a phone call.
I have to say, if
hey,
you teach a class,
idea.
I'm taking it because you're hilarious.
Well, thank you.
But that's what you do. I mean, get together with your members. Indiana chapter, you know, you've got a lot of hardworking people. I got to meet Chris yesterday. And you've got other hardworking people in the Indiana chapter. Get together, brainstorm, come up with a plan, fill it out into an hour class, and I'm, you know, present it to the powers that be over at IGT and see. Because if I'm invited back next year or for the next event, I'll take your class.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you will?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man,
totally.
The pressure now.
No pressure.
But wait, can we heckle you?
We got the heckle.
Why not?
Because you guys did a fine job of heckling Sean.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
We heckled Sean all the whole
poor
time.
Poor Sean got heckled from so many sides.
But, you know, that keeps it light, though.
Yep.
I mean,
it,
all joking aside, that keeps things cool.
Also makes it run 20 minutes over. But I don't want to run over. We do have to go to break.
We got
to
go to break, Sarah.
Okay, great.
It was great having you call in. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank
keep
you.
In touch with us, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Keep in touch.
Take care of yourself,
yeah,
all right?
I'll work up that class.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, sir.
Bye-bye.
We need a break. My voice is shot. I'm hurting. You guys want to take a break?
Let's do a break.
Yeah, it's cool. We're going to be taking more calls tonight.
Yeah, calls all night.
We're just going to be chilling tonight. We're just relaxing. Well, you guys are going to be relaxing like the last 45
minutes.
Yeah,
because we couldn't prepare anything, and besides, it's open line night, so there you go.
We got plenty to talk about, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
We got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, if you don't call, we'll have plenty to say anyway.
Don't worry. We'll be totally fine. All right. We're going to drop out of here for a minute. Geez, OP. Will, take us away. Get the magic carpet out. Okay, here we go. Guys, ready? Hop on.
Hi, my name's Sean Burke, Indiana Ghost Tracker, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit WParanormal.com.
I'm already dead. day, I want you each to stand up and hold your hands in some stupid symbol. Oh, yeah. You're going to get up and scream. You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.
Good evening.
And welcome.
I am here to suck your blood.
Thank heaven that's all.
This is Ghost of Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And I'm Bonnie.
Very good, guys. Very good. You followed that lead incredibly.
Exquisitely.
Exquisitely.
Yes.
Oh, man. I really feel the burn, man. I'm feeling really rough right now. But we had a great time this weekend. I can't get over that. We couldn't have been treated better. We had a ball. Everybody was totally cool, especially Sarah. She was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw that out there. See, the Barry White thing works, don't it?
Yeah.
That chicks melt for that
I
stuff.
I want to jump on you right
do
now.
You?
That's
yeah,
gonna
I do.
So make it to the...
Will's kind of frothing at the mouth, too, over there.
That's going to make it to the anniversary snippet show. I'm sure of it.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Clip that one out, man. But we were talking about the classes, though. I did take that... I think I took the EVP class first, and I took the Advanced Spirit Photography, which was really great, too. Saw a lot of really interesting photos, fakes, and ones that are anomalous, you know, ones that are anomalous in nature. Oh, boy, we're not going to be able to talk about anything. Would you just leave us alone?
Oh.
Would you just leave us alone?
I think you'll know this caller.
Oh, who's this? Okay, go ahead. Frank's Fried Chicken, how can I help you?
This is Mrs. L.
Oh, boy.
Happy
Mother's
Day,
Mrs.
L.
Well, we got a special day, four wings and four legs for $4.99.
Boo, bitch.
Oh!
It was to bleep your mom.
Go, Mom L.
All right, I'm next to go to the hospital now.
Go tonight.
All right, Mom, you better get over here because the ambulance is on its way. What did you just say?
I said don't.
We just got fined $20,000 for that, Mom.
I did?
No. Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the wedding for me, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey,
what's
how
up,
come
Mom?
The show's not on?
The show's on.
Yeah.
How come I'm not getting it?
Because you have a phone line.
No, it's all music.
Oh, that's just the break.
That's just the break.
It'll come back and it'll be...
Yeah, Mom, we're on delay, so give it a couple minutes and you'll hear us blabbing.
Yeah, there's a couple minutes delay.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. So, it was a good day.
I can't win, can I? Now, I broke my back. Just so you guys know, I knew I wasn't going to be probably getting over my mom to see my mom on Mother's Day, so I made sure I got up.
Ooh, Mom L is cool.
I got up early on Friday from working late at night.
Yeah.
And made sure I got over and saw them.
That was good.
Before I got over here to meet up with you guys.
That was
and
good.
And I cooked.
I cleaned.
I love you, kid.
I cleaned.
I love you, son.
I love you, too, but I cleaned.
Yeah, I know.
I bought my mom. I'll tell you guys what I got her too, and it's probably gonna suck. I bought her this big. It was actually it said at this flower store. It said "Greatest Mother in the World" bouquet, right?
Yep. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet looking. They had roses and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, it's so cliche. Everybody does.
It even has roses in it.
Does it have roses in it?
Yep.
It wasn't just all roses. And I got her this big honking, like just like 50-pound paperweight candle.
Oh, wow.
One of those ones you can clunk over somebody's head and throw them in a ditch with. I mean, this thing is heavy, right? What was it? What flavor was that, Mom?
Cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bun. Smelled great. I'm sitting there. I must look like a fool. I'm sitting there like, you know, clink, clink, clink. That'll work. Took it with me.
That was really nice, and I knew he wouldn't make it today, and I was happy that he came the other day.
I'm sorry. You know, I got to work.
Well,
I got to do something similar to work that I don't get paid for, but, you know. Is there anything you want to talk about, Mom?
No.
Or you just want to call up and bust the chops, didn't you?
All
right,
well,
it's your day. It's your day. You deserve that. That's fine.
I can do whatever I want today. Will you really get fined for me saying that
no.
word?
No,
absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
No, no, no.
Don't worry. We have a big budget for that, Mom. We're used to it.
Well, it was ghostly talk, so I just thought I'd say, boo, bitch.
$40,000?
I think for the anniversary show, we're just going to play the show.
Yeah, this is
the gag reel for the anniversary show.
This is about the densest show we've done in 45 minutes to be done in 2 hours in our lives, I think.
I had wine for dinner.
You had wine for dinner. What kind of wine?
Yeah, man.
What kind of wine? What'd you have for dinner? What'd you guys have?
A hamburger and potato salad.
Whoa. No, would you go to Olive Garden or something for that? Or?
No, it's my favorite meal.
Okay. That's cool.
You get your favorite meal on Mother's Day.
Get your favorite meal on Mother's Day. Did Erica buy you anything?
Oh, she bought me a beautiful little pillbox by Monet.
Pillbox?
Oh, wow.
Monet.
It's by Monet.
Isn't that cross dresser that sings and stuff?
No.
No.
Monet is an artist.
No, that's not artsy fartsy stuff.
It isn't?
It's just a
little
beanbox.
Oh, that's Shantae. Is that Shantae? Oh, no, it's RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's weird looking.
I love RuPaul. I think RuPaul is the greatest performer of our time. I like him. I like him, or it, or whatever the hell it is.
You're just tired, Scott. That's all.
I tell you what, Mom. We're going to be taking a lot of calls tonight, though. So we're going to have to move on here. But thanks for calling, though, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, Happy Mother's
Thank
Day, Mom.
You.
Happy Mother's Day. Love
happy
you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Are you on the show now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that now.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you guys have fun.
There goes that syndication deal right there out the window.
You won't hear...
Because I said boo, bitch?
$60,000.
You won't hear this on KQ. KQRP.
I think they're going to be doing some serious editing on that one. Happy Mother's Day, though, Mom. Love you.
Okay.
And I'll call you later, okay?
Okie dokie.
We'll talk to you later. Tell Dad I said hi.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. What were we talking about? Or
I can't follow that. That was the best call ever.
Oh, yeah. Advanced Spirit Photography for the 15th time. Great class. Had a ball. We looked at a lot of really interesting photos. And that's when we took our break, actually. I think after that class, went had a bite to eat, chilled out, talked to some people. And then I came back, and that's what we did, the Ghost Hunting 101.
Right.
And what was his name, Eric? I think it was Eric.
I think so.
He was nice enough to actually cram them. There was 101 and 102, and he actually put them all together in one kind of, he just kind of ran it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thankfully, we've been doing this for a little while. So a lot of it, I mean, I knew a lot of it, but it was really nice to kind of, like, get a nice little refresher.
Right, and an overview.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then that's when we went over to Sean's ITC class.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the four of us.
I stayed for the whole class.
You stayed for the whole class?
Mm-hmm.
The three of us had to take off and go and get prepared for our thing we did from 4 to 5 and then 5 to 6 or after 6. Or we just kind of just went with it and said, okay, let's just keep going. And until Mike come upstairs and said, guys, we really want to go eat. Can you shut up, please? But it was a great thing. Like we said before, it was a lot of fun. We got to talk to a lot of great people, and I mean, really, that's what Doug kind of just ran with that one and said, hey, look, you know, favorite haunting, favorite anything, is there anything you want to throw out here? And that really kind of generated a lot of great discussion.
Well, I decided it would be interesting to have participation, because one of the things that was a hallmark, I think, of most of the classes that I had is there was participation.
Mm-hmm.
The audience could, you know, say, hey, what about this one? What about that one? And and we kind of run Ghostly Talk like that.
Well, that's what we talked about. We were like, you know, how are we gonna do this thing? Are we gonna like just, you know, get a whole bunch of slides and then, you know, get the pointer thing out there and this is Ghostly Talk, as you can see. This is our logo and this is the format of the show. You know, I mean, it really wouldn't be too difficult to do that. It would actually make things a bit easier. But we decided, hey, let's just treat this like we treat our radio show generally, where, you know, we make the preparations we need to make. That's what we have to do. But generally, we found obviously that just rolling with it is so much more entertaining.
Genuine.
And educational.
Yeah, and
it's real.
Hearing the stories, you know, because the question of the day that I came up with, favorite haunting person.
Yeah.
You know, what's your favorite paranormal topic?
Yeah,
and it was the whole array.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody was interested in something.
Yeah,
the EVPs. We had one who specializes in the photography.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the fellow in the back that mm-hmm. was the photography guy.
I sat next to him at dinner. God, I totally forgot his name. He was so funny. We had a ball.
You guys were up at the head of the table with the big wigs.
Yeah, we were up there. Yeah, I was up there doing my thing, you know.
Yeah. I was down with the. I was wedged between regional directors and the.
I was trying to work a merger out, you know.
And Bonnie. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I was out there trying to work a merger out and, you know, trying to get some funding. You know how it is.
We were really disappointed that you were at the other end of the table.
Why is that? Why?
Well, really, we weren't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't taste the sarcasm in the air on that one.
You should have.
I'm going to cut the sarcasm with a knife.
We had a great conversation, though, because at the end of our talk, actually, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Danielle, by the way, PR person for IGT.
Very cool.
Beyond cool. We just kind of got into this conversation, and I warned her too. I'm like, after like the 3 hours we went from like the porterhouse all the way down to the restaurant, it carried. I'm like, to be continued. You get in the truck, drive over there. We're not done. We're sitting next to each other.
Oh, and
We did. We actually got more tables just to make sure we could sit by each other.
Right.
And we just kind of started this thing up at the end of the class. We were just discussing things, and I really wanted to get this out today because Danielle, the thing that she's into, because you were asking like, what's your favorite thing, what's your thing you're into, the thing that she's into, and it's a lot of work, and we both pointed that out independently. She told me what it was, and I'm like, you're taking a lot of work on there, honey. And then you said the same thing, like, wow, that's a lot of work. And I'm like, whoa, okay, because I'm right. But she's into like the theology, you know, behind.
Oh, okay,
this,
okay, yeah.
I mean, you really can't, you know, put a name on it, put a finger on it, but she's in like the. A real, let's just say, very serious critical thinking about what we do as ghost hunters or ghost observers. I'm trying to phase that out.
Ghost hunters.
It'll be impossible to do that, because we discussed that yesterday, too. Because, I mean, you're the one that coined that, and that's probably one of the smartest things I've ever heard come out of somebody that's a ghost observer, you know, that it really isn't hunting.
Right.
It really isn't
and
hunting.
And you know who said that first to me was, I think it was Cindy. Cindy of Michigan Ghost
West Michigan
Watchers.
Ghost Watchers, okay.
Yeah. She says, we didn't name our organization Ghost Hunters or anything like that because it's more like bird watching. And she's absolutely right.
Yeah, totally.
And so I try to, you know, continue that sentiment because she's absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely. But Danielle started hitting me with, not really thrilling me with questions, but she was just like, you know, so what? You know, hey, you know, we just kind of got into a conversation and stuff like that, and she's like, "Why are you doing this?"
Oh, that's a really good question.
And what would happen, Scott, if you found proof? What would happen? What do you think? How would it change you? And I'm like, to be quite honest with you, and I know that's a very few and far between in my life nowadays. I was speechless. I really was.
Did you ever come up with an answer?
We discussed it. I finally came to the conclusion where, I mean, as far as a high level, I'm like, Danielle, I can't give you, I don't know what would happen. I can't predict the future on that. I don't know how I would feel. Because doing this kind of thing, and that we talked about this yesterday too, it's like, you know, we respect people like Pat Fitzhugh. For example, mm-hmm. who just specialize in one thing, which, I slipped out. I'm like, Blair Witch. Bellwitch, I mean, sorry. I'm a total fool, but we love people like that because they've taken their lives and they've dedicated to this one topic. And that's one of the down. We both kind of feel it. We love talking to all these people.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But sometimes it gets really, because it's like, man, I really like to focus on something and really get deep into it. But we've kind of come to realize that what we created here.
Yeah, the nature of ghostly talk is talk to a different person and, you know, you different topic every time. It doesn't happen for us.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the first half of her question?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, because that's...
Come on, that's mind-blowing, isn't it?
That interests me more than... I mean, I like to speculate on what it would mean if we did come up with the ultimate proof, but
yeah, to actually give an intelligent, thoughtful answer to a question like that...
Why are you doing that?
I couldn't do it. I'm like, well, because it's cool.
Why are you, Doug?
Well, I think I know... A little, at least I can express a little bit of why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, don't know why the whole reason. But I do know that I like several things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever since I can remember, ever since I checked out that book on witchcraft out of the library in Thomas A. Edison Elementary School, I've been interested in things that are not so
worldly,
scientific. Yeah, you know, things yeah. that are paranormal, things that are mm-hmm. outside of the realms of, you know,
understanding. Really, you know, yeah.
understanding. Mm-hmm. So I've been interested in that kind of stuff. Well, then of course I got into what computers, which yeah. are like logical and they're
very
real
logical.
And they're like in this world, they're in this realm, and they only do what they're supposed to do, and they crash a lot, and you know, so that's
especially around here.
Yeah, so that's what. So I mean, so most of my life is dealing, you know, in this realm, and then but I always figured there was something else, and then just what 3.5-4 years ago, mm-hmm. I happened to be surfing the internet, another you know surreal thing, but very real. I mean,
yeah, very real.
Everybody can just you know get a connection and go with it. Mm-hmm. And I discovered the people I actually ghost hunt. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Because, mm-hmm. you know, what were my hobbies before? You know, I mean, my hobby was I would read. I would program 24/7.
Yeah.
I would put together systems. I would analyze, you know, mm-hmm. code and programs and systems and databases. And, you know, and I would, you know, I used to go to all the sci-fi show movie
yeah,
things,
yeah.
the openings and... you know, I had, you know, like interests, I mm-hmm, think, mm-hmm. and things that I liked to do, but I never had an actual hobby.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not a stamp collector and I have zero patience for puzzles and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just yeah. not into that. Even my friend Craig, mm-hmm. who would go to all these, you know, events with me and stuff, he's into like building model kits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have zero patience for that. You know, I mean, it looks great when it's done, and I can appreciate it, and I can appreciate the work, and because evidently you don't just go to the store and buy a model kit and then build it.
No.
According to the directions.
Not anymore.
You never do that. You go to the store, you buy the model kit, and then you mod it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You modify it so that it's got more lights, more power, more sounds, more everything. You mm-hmm. basically, you know, try and make it like just this super duper model,
mm-hmm.
and I can appreciate the work, the planning, mm-hmm. the patience,
yeah.
the hours that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an actual like thing that you could point to and say that is my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I used to like to do, and this is really interesting, is
drink.
I did that like crazy.
We all did.
But that's a long time ago. We're talking 10 or more years
yeah.
now. But no, I was like, drive around at night. For no reason. Mm. Just hop in the desert. Well, it was called the Escort back then. Mm. And turn it on CKLW mm. and listen to it. Well, of course, then the big mix came where at least you kicked off or whatever happened to him. And I missed that terribly because Dreamland was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear it. Oh, and it's coming through. Is
it's
it coming through the headphone?
Now.
What did
Hi.
He got a new amp or something?
That's
I think,
the
yeah.
loudest ice cream truck I've ever heard.
Next week, we're going to hear bass behind it, too, probably. Jeez. That guy's got gold anus on the thing. It's me bouncing down the street. You want some ice cream? Yeah.
Buffalo yeah. are a Roman.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, so the...
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow.
So, I don't even remember what I was saying now. Oh,
you're just talking about hobbies, man.
Yeah. What?
Driving around.
And hmm. I would listen to Whitley Strieber and Dreamland, and it was fabulous. And then I would listen to Art Bell
yeah.
or Ian Punnett on Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they, you know, did what they did to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but that's what I would do. And mm-hmm. I would go to Lapeer. I would go to Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Flint sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Port Huron.
Yeah.
I would go to Novi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would
yeah.
go wherever it took. Wherever the road took me, and then turn around and come back by 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
when it was over. And it was just an amazing, you know, thing. But that was the closest thing I had to a hobby, was driving around alone. And, oh, when I had my dog. When I was in college, I had, you know, a little dog named Bingo.
What did you do with the dog?
Well, he's passed away now.
But
he would ride with me. He was my riding buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'd sit on the passenger seat, and I'd be well. That was before.
You weren't discussing like the topics of Coast to Coast with him, were you?
No, but he was listening intently. I mean,
did he have a smoking jacket on?
They had many, many great debates.
Oh, my good fellow, this is a very interesting topic, I tell you.
I don't know whether to agree or disagree.
Why are all the animals that we know foreign?
What animal's foreign?
Yeah. French cows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Well, those are the cows. Those are the cows. It was when we were going through Ohio, and I have a conspiracy theory that I figured out. Good, solid information behind this, too, by the way, that the cows are put in place to guard the marijuana fields that are hidden within the cornfields
right.
in Ohio.
And they're French.
And they smoke cigarettes.
And they're French. And they,
get off of my land.
Yeah, because that's what they sound like. They sound French.
Apparently, every animal Scott knows is foreign.
What are alpacas? Well, actually, that's a really good question. Call up ilovealpacas.com. I want to see one of them.
Duck had an alpaca obsession. What trip was it that he talked about alpacas?
No idea.
I was actually, I think, in Indiana when we were in Indiana last summer.
Yeah, that was our Indiana trip, the alpaca trip. Oh, we're getting
God.
A call.
Thank God, because we were really losing this bit, man. This bit was going to hell. We were just tanking big time, man. You're on Ghostly Talk. How can we help you?
Yes, is that like Scott L. working tonight?
actually, he's out of the office right now. Can I help you?
Yes, I want his phone number.
You
want his phone?
Oh my
God!
This is my night, huh?
Yes, it is, honey.
Who are we speaking to?
You don't know who this is? This is your secret admirer.
What?
It was your secret admirer.
What secret admirer?
You didn't get the notes?
I didn't get any notes.
You didn't get the notes?
No.
Yes, honey. I'm your secret admirer.
This is scaring the crap out of me. You guys have been playing this all week, haven't you? What? Don't be playing. This isn't the third grade.
I figured that out already by the voice.
Who is it? Okay. Or am I going nuts?
Maybe we should let you know who it is.
Who is it? This isn't Havoc, is it?
Go ahead.
What do you think, big boy?
Whoa, hey! All big in all the right places. I mean, who is this?
I'm not even going to go there.
Who is this? Who is this? This is Havoc, isn't it?
Yes.
This is our news guy, isn't it? I thought it was our news guy. Very professional attitude there. Great. Thanks, Elmer.
He's mirroring the show.
Yeah.
He's mirroring.
I can't speak.
Mirroring.
What's
too
going
much
on,
time
Elmer?
In Indiana.
What's going on, Elmer?
Nothing much, you know. I was told to prank.
You were told to prank. Who told you to prank?
I can't imagine who would do that.
Oh, let me think.
Who's in the chat room?
Some sound engineer who's going to get a foot up his butt after the show? Oh, I know that guy. Yeah, I think his name's Will.
Yeah, we got to be so hating for it.
Let me tell you something, girl, all right?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
This is the best call ever.
This is the absolute best call ever.
So
tell you something right now, baby.
Material. Oh, no, you didn't, honey.
My boyfriend ain't your baby's daddy. You understand me, girl?
Okay, let me tell you something.
What's that, girl?
Let me tell you something.
What you going to tell me, girl?
Oh, yeah? He doesn't have nothing compared to my other man.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, hello and welcome to Jerry
thank
Springer.
God. Thank God I have to go to work pretty soon.
This is the Jerry Springer GT show.
You called up here to turn this into the Jerry Springer show.
Hey,
Elmer,
well,
you're our news guy, bro. You're our news guy, bro. Scott L. goes, I don't even want to know.
This is amazing.
This is not amazing. This is absolutely ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
I love it.
We've been gone all weekend, Elmer. Did anything happen to the site? Did it crash? Did it set on fire? I haven't looked at the internet like in 3 days, dude. It's really creepy, actually. Did anything happen while we were gone, Elmer?
Jenna Jameson joined.
Did she?
Yes.
Did Jenna Jameson join the site?
Yes, and she said that I was the sexiest newsman ever.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Well, dude, go for it, man.
There you go.
She said something about Scott L. and...
Actually, hey, Elmer, this would work out for both of us, dude. She comes to the Milwaukee Metal Fest every year. So I say we get tickets to go. We'll fly out there, dude. We can both hang out with Jenna Jameson. What do you think?
I like this idea.
See some really sick bands play and then hang out with Jenna Jameson. I think that would be a great day, actually.
Yeah, you know.
And
really
I
cool,
think
man.
The only action you'll get is from each other.
Probably, yeah.
That'd
well,
be great.
Better than none.
You know, you get my age, man.
Elmer,
that's
you
what
have he... seen Scott, right? I mean,
I've only heard stories from Will. That's not the point.
The air in here just got really, really, really cold.
Yeah.
Dad, I love you.
There you go.
As in shower cold.
Man. Tough crowd.
Do you have any news for us? I'm trying, man. I'm really trying here. Any news, Elmer? Did anything happen to you? Anything good? Please help me.
I've seen UFOs over Pennsylvania. I'm fine.
You mentioned that. Why don't you hit us up with that? Because I think the night we discussed that, I was kind of a little bit busy at work, so I couldn't really talk too long. But what's going on with that, man?
Well, I was coming back from New Jersey, which that's another story altogether. But just say that a pit at Secret Army Base and a girlfriend was an interesting weekend altogether.
Wow.
No kidding, man. So you were coming back, though, from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I was over Pennsylvania and saw, like, this little disc thing in the sky. It was, like, actually below us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking out there, and I was like, you know what? It's like one of those, no, he didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
And it sat there for a second, and then it just took off.
And it was like one of those double takes, like, no way. I didn't
even
see that. It just, how fast did it seem to be going?
It just seemed like it was just sitting there.
It was just sitting there, but you said it took off, right?
Yeah, it's just like it was gone whenever I looked again.
Oh, okay, so that thing must have been moving pretty quick then. It must have been.
Yeah.
Or maybe it materialized. I don't know.
That or it put on a stealth or something.
In the glimpse you got, how big do you think it was?
It looked like, I don't know, it kind of looked like a top, almost.
Okay.
It was kind of funky looking.
But it's, as far as this, I know I've seen a top before, but could you maybe get like an idea of the actual size of it? Like, just a scale, you know, we can't get exact numbers here.
Together, it would probably be two big Hummers.
Oh, God. So even the aliens don't know how to make an efficient aircraft either, apparently, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Did it have a Chevy logo on it, too?
Oh, boy,
we're getting sued for that one.
Yeah, here we go.
So, did it have, like, big tires on it and stuff, and, like, a big ski rack that you'll never use and stuff like that, too?
Yeah, and it was bumping some old-school rap jams.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's interesting, man. Were you with your girlfriend at the time, too?
No, I was in the air. I was by myself with some other chick who was sitting beside me.
Sweet.
Ooh.
You're all over, man. That's pretty cool. You were with someone else, though, obviously, though, right?
No, I was flying solo. Really.
Oh, you're flying. Okay. You were flying or driving?
Flying.
You were flying.
So this was under them.
This was under them.
Because he looks out the window and down at this disc-shaped object.
Oh, man.
Are you a pilot?
Were you flying?
No, he wasn't. Riding in the aircraft, right?
Yes. That would be my assumption. Man.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't fly.
Oh, I've asked for the strap job on the wing, but they don't want to do that. No.
It gets cold out.
I'm like, man, this would really help my sinuses out. Could you guys just like just leather straps to the wing? I mean,
I would let you do
it. It's only a 500 mile flight. God, relax. Jeez, what's the big deal? So
yeah, I know about you and leather straps.
Hey, Friday night's over. Okay, leave me alone. Did anybody else on the plane happen to see it? Did anybody else happen to see anything, or did you talk to anybody?
I don't know. I didn't really talk to anybody else.
If you mention that, man, the 9/11 patrol will be dragging you into the bathroom, probably.
Yeah.
They would. I wouldn't doubt it. Like, sir, you're going to have to go to the back of the plane now. I guarantee you they would.
Oh, I believe it.
Did you guys just see
it? Actually, I was in the back of the plane. That's the point.
What do you mean?
There we go.
You were in the back of the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it'd been a short, walk for you then if you were interested.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting, man. I mean, I know you mentioned it to me a little while back. I know I was kind of going crazy when you talked. I apologize. But that's really interesting. That's something definitely to think about. Where were you? You were over Pennsylvania, you said, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the date on that? What the date was, possibly?
The date would have been 3rd.
The 3rd?
Yeah.
Of this month. So,
April.
Or April, okay.
Yeah.
Did you do any cross-checking with that, see if there was any sightings in Pennsylvania?
There's always sightings and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pinpoint.
Okay, that's cool. I tell you what, Elmer, we got to drop off here, go to break, man. Thanks for calling in, though.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. I'm sure I'll talk to you sometime tonight when I'm at work. So,
no problem, telling you.
Cool.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, we're going to go to break here real quick.
Thanks,
see you later.
Take it easy. See you, Elmer.
Bye-bye,
man. Man, what's going on tonight?
I don't know.
Why am I getting all the hits, man? I mean, I didn't do anything.
I'm liking
anyone.
It.
Oh, yeah, it worked really, really
Bonnie's
well
like,
for us.
Bonnie's like just
I can't wait to hear the next one.
This is the happiest I've ever been.
We need to go to break, Will.
I think I was nice to you.
I love you, Scott.
I was nice to you today.
I love you, Scott.
Bonnie gets kudos because I burned out on the road again. I'm like, I'll get us back home at 150 miles an hour. And I'm like, I want to do this. And about an hour into the trip, I can feel my eyes just kind of weighing down. I'm rolling the window down.
Right,
trying to do that. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get everybody killed. So Bonnie drove us home.
Yeah.
She got us home majority of the way. So thank
and,
you.
So you guys, let's go to break.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this love fest during the break,
uh-huh.
And
yeah.
We'll be back, and we'll all be happy and upbeat.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.